们这里好像是有三个舞台。
We will have liftoff.
我们就要起飞了。
So, did you translate that they work morning, afternoon, and evening?
Oh, 他们是早上、中午、晚上都不停工作的。
And faith also works with Living Tree Orphanage.
Faith 也在那个生命树孤儿院里任职。
So please welcome our two wonderful sisters from China.
所以请大家欢迎我们两位姐妹。
Thank you. In April, we were in China and in Hong Kong.
在四月，我们到中国和香港。
And in China, we were at a Catholic training center.
在中国的时候，我们在一个天主教的训练中心。
Where we trained priests, nuns, and Catholic leaders.
那我们训练天主教的那个神父、修女，还有一些其他的领导人。
And it's just fascinating to me.
对我来讲呢，这是不可思议的。
On the one hand, they respond to Bible teaching wonderfully.
一方面，他们对这个圣经的教导的回应是非常的好。
And on the other hand,They're open about the sadness of their own hearts.
那么另外一方面，他们对他们心中的那个情况呢，他们也非常的敞开。
And they share with us how much they desire to really learn what we are teaching them.
他们跟我们分享说，他们是真的非常的愿意学习我们所教导的。
It's a remarkable experience for myself and our team.
对我和我的团队来讲都是一个非常好的经历。
Then we went on from there to Hong Kong and worked with Cho.
然后呢，我们就到香港和 Cho 同工。
And we were at the North Point Alliance Church doing a seminar all week.
我们在北角的一个教会啊，做教导。
And the seminar is about our head-to-heart program, and we'll play a short video.
那我们所教导的就是我们从脑到心的，的这个教材。
For so many, it provides a breakthrough, really, I think, in their relationship with God, as they discover how their various false instinctive beliefs have hindered them in their experience of God's love. As they go through this class and learn that, and as they absorb the teaching that is given to them, it leads to a really deepening of their relationship with God.
The vast majority of discipleship programs teach Christians what to think and what to do. They ignore the issues of the heart.
Before Head to Heart, I was really emotionally frozen. And you could say that I was like a dead hollow tree.And as I went through Head to Heart, the truths of the Bible really melted my heart.
Head to Heart was life-changing, and I would love to be able to share that with everyone I know.
And I thought it was extremely interesting and very, very appropriately presented. I think it was excellent.
If you invest yourself in this program, it will lead to a lifetime of spiritual benefit.
And now we're back in the United States.
我们回到美国来了。
And my desire this afternoon,
我今天早上的愿望
is to have this PowerPoint move.
是希望这个幻灯片能够动。
Everything is moving slowly this morning.
今天早上所有的动作都很慢。
We're going to look at the entire New Testament.
我们要看整本的新约圣经。
And we're going to talk about Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
我们要讲到马太、马可、路加。
They are called the Synoptic Gospels.
他们是被称为对观福音。
Because each of them tells the story of the ministry and life of Christ.
因为每一本呢，都是讲到耶稣基督的，他自己的在世的生活和他的服事。
And then we're going to look at the Gospel of John.
然后呢，我们要看约翰福音。
And the Gospel of John is quite different than Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那么约翰福音跟马太、马可、路加不同。
The Gospel of John really is preoccupied with the last week of Jesus' life.
约翰福音呢，是专注在耶稣在世的最后一周。
While Matthew, Mark, and Luke covers the 3.5 years of his ministry.
那而马太、马可、路加呢，是。 纵观耶稣基督在世的3年半。
And then we're going to talk about the epistles and Revelation.
然后呢，我们要讲到书信和启示录。
And they're quite different than the four Gospels.
那么他们和四福音呢，又有很多的不同。
Those are much more systematic.
这个呢，是比较规则化。
And they contain teaching more than they contain stories.
那么在这里面呢，是教导过于情节。
And what we'll be doing this morning is talking about how they relate to each other.
那么今天早上我们要讲到他们之间的关系。
The reason I'm doing this is because I have been thinking about for 30 years.
那么我这样做的原因呢，是因为我在这件事上已经思想了30年。
At least 30 years.
至少30年。
About the differences between those first three Gospels and the fourth one.
就是说前三本福音书和第四本之间的不同点。
Now, the reason we have the first three Gospels telling us about the person of Christ.
那么为什么我们有前三本福音来告诉我们基督的一生。
Is because in the Old Testament law, whenever you're involved with something that is of tremendous importance,
那么是因为在旧约里，如果你讲到一件非常重要的事情，
you need 2 to 3 witnesses to affirm the importance.
你需要2到3个见证人。
And so in the Gospels, we have 3 witnesses to the life of Christ.
所以呢，在福音书里，我们有3个见证人来见证耶稣的一生。
They tell the story very similarly, using almost exactly the same words.
那么他们的讲述是相当的相似，甚至呢，有的时候用相同的字。
And they walk you through the 3.5 years of Christ's ministry.
那么他们经过耶稣基督在世的3年半。
While the Gospel of John, again, is involved with that last week.
那么约翰福音呢，就把重点放在最后的一周。
And the Gospel of John is preoccupied with telling us about our relationship to Christ, our relationship to God the Father, and our relationship to the Holy Spirit.
那么约翰福音呢，是专注在我们与基督的关系，我们与父神的关系，我们与圣灵的关系。
And the Gospel of John repeatedly tells us about the believer's union with Christ.
那么约翰福音呢，一再重复信徒和基督的合一。
But Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell us a dramatic story.
但是马太、马可和路加呢，是告诉我们一个很戏剧化的故事。
That ends with the death and resurrection of Christ.
那么结果呢？故事的结果是耶稣的受死和他的复活。
And what always, in a sense, puzzled me was John is so different than those first three Gospels.
那么我一向不解的就是说约翰福音和其他三本福音为什么是这样子的不同。
Even when you read the first three Gospels where they describe the ministry of Christ for the last week.
那么甚至当你读前三本福音书当他们讲到耶稣在世最后一周的他的工作。
The Gospel of John fits in to the empty spaces that are left out in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那么约翰福音呢是把马太、马可、路加福音记载里面的空的地方把它填上去。
But about a week ago,
大概一周以前
I had an insight.
我突然有一个领悟。
And whenever I have an insight, I go write a sermon.
那通常我如果有个领悟，我就写一篇道。
And I thought, and I think the Holy Spirit gave me this thought.
那我相信是圣灵给我的。
I thought, the first three Gospels are a mystery novel.
那我就说，前三本福音书啊，是一个那个神秘的故事。
Sort of murder mystery.
就好像是啊，谋杀案一样。
Because Christ at the end ends up murdered.
因为啊，他的结局，基督呢是被谋杀了。
And then I thought the difference between the first three Gospels and the Gospel of John is the difference between the plot of a novel and the planning of an expedition.
那我就说这个前三本福音书 和约翰福音之间的不同呢就好像前面呢 是讲了一个故事的情节后面呢 是讲到怎么样去就是怎么样的计划安排。
Because every novel has a plot.
因为啊 每一个每本小说都有情节的。
And as you're reading it, you have to figure out the plot.
那么当你读的时候，你就要把它这个故事的情节把它读出来。
And the plot of Matthew, Mark, and Luke is who is this Jesus Christ?
那么马太、马可、路加的情节就是带出这个问题：耶稣基督是谁？
And whenever you read a novel,
当你读一本小说的时候,
and you have the protagonist or the chief character,
你们有主角,
there's a question that you will have to answer.
你们要回答一个问题.
Do I like this chief character?
我喜不喜欢这个主角?
Do I like this person that I'm reading about?
我所读的这个人物我到底喜不喜欢?
Now listen carefully.
请大家注意听。
One of the dangers of church life.
那么教会生活的一个危机。
Is we're told about Jesus Christ.
就是说人家告诉我们关于耶稣基督。
And we're told to believe in him.
然后人家告诉我们要相信他。
And we're told that he's very important.
告诉我们这是很重要的。
And we hear about his importance so much.
然后我们就常常听到说这么重要。
That a question may not occur to us.
那么这个问题呢就可能不会引起。
And the question's very simple.
这个问题很简单。
Do I like the person I'm reading about?
我喜不喜欢我正在读的这个人物。
And the purpose of the three Gospels.
那么这个三福音的目的。
The first purpose.
第一个目的。
Is to give us enough information so that we have to decide whether we like this person or not.
就是给我们足够的资料让我们能够决定我到底喜不喜欢这个人。
Now, Christians, serious Christians. are more preoccupied with, does he like me?
他们专注的呢是他喜不喜欢我。
But the way the three Gospels are written,
但是呢，这三本福音书的写作的方式，
the real question is, do you like him?
真正的问题是你喜不喜欢他？
Do you like what he does and what he says?
你喜欢他做的事，他说的话？
Now, quite frankly,
那么很坦白地说，
I think there's a significant number of people
有很多人
who are in the churches
在教会里的，
if they really ask themselves the question,
如果他们真正问自己这个问题，
do I really like this Jesus?
我到底喜不喜欢耶稣？
Their answer might be no.
他们的回答能是不。
Because he's not religious enough.
因为啊， 他是不够虔诚。
He's less preoccupied with what you do right than he is with how do we care for people.
他呢不是那么注重到怎么样做对的事，而是呢他注重的是说我们怎么样照顾别人。
And we've all met Christians
我们都碰到这样的基督徒
who are thoroughly preoccupied with doing everything right.
他们呢全神贯注就是要做对的事情。
But we're not at all sure whether they like anyone or not.
但是呢我们不知道他们到底喜不喜欢这些人。
So those type of people really shouldn't like the person they read about.
所以呢，这些人呢，是应该喜欢他们读的这个人物。
So the first purpose of the three Gospels is to reveal a person so we can decide whether we like him or not as a person.
所以呢，前三本福音书的目的呢，就是 把这个人显示出来，让我们决定我们到底喜不喜欢他。
And then the second purpose of the three Gospels
那么这三福音的第二个目的
is to deal with the question, who is this Jesus of Nazareth?
就是我们要面对这个问题，纳撒勒的耶稣到底是谁？
And when you read the three Gospels,
所以呢，当你读三福音，这三本福音书的时候，
most of the time, almost all of the time, Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man.
那么在大部分时候，耶稣基督自称为人子。
Not very often does he talk about himself being the Christ.
他很少讲到他是基督。
So the question is, who is this Son of Man?
所以这个问题就是说，这位人子是谁？
And a month before his crucifixion, he asks his disciples who he is.
那么在他上十字架的前一个月，他问他的门徒，他是谁？
And this is Matthew 16.
这是马太福音第16章。
Jesus said to them, to his disciples, verse 15.
第十五节，耶稣说， 你们说我是谁？
But who do you say that I am?
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
And Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And that is a pivotal event in the gospel story.
那么这个啊，就是一个非常关键性的。
But it only occurred a month before his crucifixion.
但是呢，这个是在耶稣基督上十字架的前一个月才被显示出来的。
Because for those first 3 years, the question was, who is this man?
那么因为前3年的时候，这个问题是，这个人到底是谁？
And Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约纳，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And we have the same pattern in Mark.
然后呢，在马可福音也有同样的模式。
Christ is on the cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上。
And the scribes and the Pharisees and the rulers were always asking Christ, "Tell us who you are. Tell us who you are."
那么文士和祭司长和其他的都一直在问他这个问题，告诉我们你到底是谁。
He never answered them directly.
那他从来没有直接的回答这个问题。
Because they were asking that so they could kill him.
因为他们问这个句话。问题的目的就是要杀他。
But even when he's on the cross, they ask him, "Who are you?"
甚至当他在十字架上的时候，他们还在问他，你到底是谁？
This is Mark 15.
这是马可福音第十五章。
In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes, were mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others; he cannot save himself."
祭司长和文士也是这样戏弄他，彼此说他救了别人，不能救自己。
You have to realize how horrible this scene is.
你们要能够想象这个当时是多么难过的一个情景。
It's like the judges of the Supreme Court of the United States showed up at an execution to mock the person being executed.
就好像美国那个最高法院的这个法院的院长，他到一个刑场来，他来戏弄那个犯人。
And then they said this to him.
然后他们就跟他说
"Let this Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross, so that we might believe in him."
以色列的王基督现在可以从十字架上下来，叫我们看见就信了。
Now, they weren't asking that sincerely, but mockingly.
Yeah,
And in Luke,
那在路加福音,
even after the resurrection,
甚至在复活以后,
Jesus has to explain to his disciples who he is.
耶稣呢，甚至要跟他的门徒解释他是谁。
And he said to them, verse 25, Luke 24.
路加福音二十五章二十四节，耶稣对他们说
"O foolish men and slow to believe!"
无知的人呐，你们的信心的太迟钝了。
In all that the prophets had spoken,
先知所说的一切话
was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into His glory?
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
And notice the two parts to the plot.
请注意啊，这个情节的两部分。
The first part of the plot is, do I like this person?
第一部分是我到底喜不喜欢这个人。
As you read the Gospels, ask yourself that basic question, do I like this person?
当你读福音书的时候，问你自己，我是不是喜欢这个人？
Because you're going to have to spend heaven with him, so it's an important question.
因为你在天堂里要跟他一起，所以呢，不妨问你自己这个问题。
And that's one of the purposes of the Gospels.
这就是福音书的一个目的。
And then secondly, notice that there's a mystery that's only revealed at the end of those three Gospels.
然后呢，请注意啊，因为这里有一些情节是到了最后才被显示的。
Then we go to the Gospel of John.
然后我们就来到约翰福音。
Completely different.
是完全不同的。
In the very first verse, we're told that Jesus is God.
在第一节的时候就已经告诉我们耶稣是神。
And then through the Gospel of John, we have the last week of Christ's life.
然后呢，在整本约翰福音里面呢，记载耶稣在世的最后一周。
And Jesus is explaining their relationship to God the Father.
那么耶稣就跟他们解释他们和父神的关系。
Their relationship to Him.
他们和他的关系。
and their relationship to the Holy Spirit.
还有他们和圣灵的关系,
very different than the first three Gospels.
跟前三本福音书完全不同。
This gospel is a full explanation of how the Trinity is involved in our lives.
那么这一本福音书呢，是一个完全的说明，讲到我们和三一神之间的关系。
And then in John 17, the night before Jesus' crucifixion.
那么在约翰福音第十七章，耶稣被钉的死的最后一晚。
We're told what is the plan. What is the plan behind all of this?
那我们就看到说，在这个整个后面的一个安排是怎么样一回事。
Jesus is speaking to his Father in heaven.
耶稣和他在天上的父在讲话。
And he says in John 17:23.
然后呢，在第十七章二十三节，他说，
I and them.
我在他们里面。
You and me.
你在我里面。
That they may be perfected in one.
使他们完完全全的合而为一。
That the world may know that you sent me.
叫世人知道你差了我来。
And love them.
也知道你爱他们。
Even as you love me.
像你爱我一样。
And that's the plan.
这个呢，就是整个的安排。
That each of us would experience the love relationship between the Father and the Son and be loved by the Father the way He loves the Son. That's the plan.
让我们能够经历父跟子之间爱的关系，然后呢，也被父和子所爱。
That's the center of the whole story.
这个是整个故事的中心。
But interestingly, the plan is in the Gospel of John.
但是呢，很有意思的就是说，这个这样的安排呢，只有在约翰福音里。
The plot is in the first three Gospels.
那么故事的情节呢，是在前三本福音书里。
Now the epistles and the book of Revelation just develop the details of the plan.
那么书信和启示录呢，是把这个安排呢，把它展现出来。
And the details of the plan are glorious.
那么这个安排的一些细节呢，是 glorious.
Glorious.
是非常荣耀的。
Paul gives us an important detail.
那么保罗呢，告诉我们一些很重要的情节。
He's talking about God the Father's plan.
他讲到父神的安排。
And Paul writes in Romans 8.
那么保罗在罗马书第八章写道，
For whom he foreknew, the he is God.
因为他预先所知道的人，他就是指父神。
For whom he foreknew or knew personally before the beginning of the time.
因为他预先知道的人，就是在创世以前他所知道的。
He also predestined or set up a destination.
预先定下，已经为他们定了他这一生的。And
I'm going to expand the translation of this phrase.
那我要再把这个再讲的仔细一点。
He predestined that together, from the inside out,
他呢，预先定下呢，是从里面开始。
We should be thoroughly conformed.
我们要从里面是完全的效法。
To the image of His Son.
他儿子的模样。
So that all of us would be reflecting from the inside out.
因为我们每一个人都是从里面能够展现出来
the character of Christ.
他儿子的模样。
And Paul also tells us
保罗也告诉我们,
in Romans 8:38
在罗马书八章三十八节
that as a member of the Trinity is eternally connected to the other two members of the Trinity.
他就说三一神的一当中的一位是永远与三一神另外两位连接在一起。
Just as those three members are eternally connected to each other.
那么就像这三位是永远的连接在一起。
Because we have been joined to Christ.
因为我们是与基督联合。
We'll never be separated from God forever.
我们永远不会与神隔离。
He writes in verse 38 of Romans 8.
然后他在罗马书八章三十八节写道。
For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
Nor height, nor depth.
是高处的，是低处的。
Nor any other created thing.
是别的受造之物。
Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, from the love of God the Father.
都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，就是与父神的爱隔绝。
Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Notice, eternally joined to Christ.
请注意，我们是在永恒里和耶稣基督连接在一起。
Never separated from the Trinity.
永远不会离开三一神。
Now, there's another odd thing.
那么还有一件奇怪的事。
When you look at the three Gospels,
当你看三福音音书的时候，
and then the Gospel of John,
然后看约翰福音，
and then the entire New Testament,
然后呢整本的新约圣经。
It's a little bit surprising.
那么有点出乎意料之外。
The New Testament 37 times.
在整本新约圣经里37次。
Says God the Father loves believers. God the Father loves you.
讲到父神爱信徒，讲到父神爱你。
And where this really begins is in the Gospel of John and in the Epistles.
那么这个是在约翰福音还有在书信里开始的。
Meaning from the Gospel of John all the way to the Book of Revelation.
那意思就是说从约翰福音一直到启示录。
The repeated thought is on God the Father's love for us.
那么父神对我们的爱呢是一再重复的。
But in the New Testament it says that Jesus the Son loves his disciples, loves believers, 29 times.
那么在新约圣经里讲到耶稣基督爱信徒爱我们是29次。
And the majority of those are in the four Gospels.
那么大部分的呢是在四福音书里。
While the rest of the Bible emphasizes the Father's love.
那么其他的新约圣经里其他的书卷呢是着重在父神的爱。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus came to reveal the Father's love.
因为耶稣基督来世上就是要让我们看到父神的爱。
Then there's two more peculiarities.
那么还有两个特别的地方。
You would expect that every page of the Bible is talking about how much the members of the Trinity love each other.
你们会想到圣经上每一页都会讲到三一神的他们彼此之间的爱。
But there's only five times in the New Testament where it mentions the Father loves the Son.
但是在新约圣经里只有五次提到父神对子孙的爱。
And only two times where the Son says he loves the Father.
那么只有两次圣经里提到子神对父神的爱。
This tells us something really important about the Bible.
这就告诉我们这个圣经里一个很重要的事。
I'll illustrate it this way.
那我举个例子。
I have friends who are pastors.
那么我有传道人的朋友，牧师。
And some of them don't like the way I teach.
有的不喜欢我教导的方式。
I still like them.
但是我还是喜欢他们。
But quite frankly, they don't like the emphasis in my teaching.
但是呢，很坦白的说，他们不喜欢我的教导里面着重的地方。
Their attitude is this.
他们的态度是如此。
You spend too much time talking about how God helps us with our needs and how much He likes us and loves us.
他说，他们说你花太多的时间在讲神怎么样。照顾我们的需要，讲到他怎么样爱我们。
You should be telling those Christians,
你需要告诉这些基督徒，
how holy God is,
神是如何的圣洁，
and how glorious He is,
他是如何的荣耀。
You're making those Christians preoccupied about themselves.
你的教导是这些基督徒呢，专注在他们自己。
But I'd like to show them this chart.
但是呢，我希望让他们看到这个图片。
Look at that chart.
你们大家看。
The New Testament is preoccupied with God's love for you.
那么新约圣经的专注呢，是父神对你们的爱。
The Father and the Son already know they love each other.
那么父神跟子神，他们已经知道他们彼此是相爱的。
They don't have to endlessly repeat that.
他们不需要一再重复。
We're the ones who need to hear about His love.
我们是需要不断的听到他重复说他爱我们。
One of those two places where the Son mentions His love for the Father.
那么在那个子孙讲到他对父神的爱的一处有一处。
It's John 14.
是在约翰福音第十四章。
It's the night before the crucifixion.
那么是在受难的前一晚。
These are the last words that Jesus says before he leaves the upper room to go over to the Mount of Olives.
这是耶稣基督在那个楼里讲的最后的一段话。
And he says to his disciples.
他对他的门徒说。
I will not speak much more with you.
以后我不再和你们多说话。
For the ruler of the world is coming.
因为这世界的王将到。
Is it not quite fascinating?
这是不是很有意思?
That the great nations of this world
那么这世界上的大国
are competing as to who is most important.
他们在那里彼此争论谁是最重要的。
The United States,
美国
China,
中国
The European Union,
欧盟国
The real ruler of this world is the devil.
这个世界上真正的王就是魔鬼。
And all the nations are our little kids arguing with each other about who's most important.
那么这所有的国家呢，就像小孩子在那里吵谁是最大的。
While the attendant or the teacher who's watching them in the sandbox.
那么在看顾他们的老师呢，就看见他们在沙堆里玩。
Who's really in charge?
但是呢，谁是真正的在那里管的、掌管的
？Is Satan.
是撒旦。
And you'll never hear that on the 6 o'clock news.
那你们在那个六点钟的新闻绝对不会听到的。
And this ruler of the world, Jesus says, he has nothing in me.
然后耶稣说，这个世界的王在我里面是无所有，一无所有的。
No control.
他是完全不能控制的。
That's why it's good to be connected to Jesus.
所以啊，跟耶稣基督在一起啊，有这个好处。
But that the world may know.
但要叫世界知道。
That I love the Father.
我爱父。
And as the Father gave me commandment.
并且父怎样吩咐我。
Even so I do.
我就怎样行。
Arise.
起来。
Let us go from here.
我们走吧。
And he goes out to be crucified.
然后他就出去，去上十字架。
But notice, out of love for us,
但是请注意，是因为他爱我们的爱。
And love for the Father,
他对父神的爱。
He goes to the cross.
他上了十字架。
So what have we seen?
所以呢，我们看到什么？
We have seen the plot and the plan.
我们看到情节和安排。
The plot.
那么情节。
Who is this Jesus Christ?
这位耶稣基督是谁？
The plan to bring us into the life of the Trinity.
那么整个的安排使我们呢被带到三一神的生命当中。
And you've had a complete survey of the New Testament.
所以呢，你们就有了一个完全的新约纵览。
So go out and read it through that perspective.
所以呢，你们出去就从这个观点来看。
And decide if you really like this Jesus.
然后呢，就决定你们到底喜不喜欢这位耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we